Good morning. I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up tomorrow, Ask UAS is presenting Ketchikan's Christmas Past, Stories from Your Neighbors. And here to tell us more about that, we have Shelley Tabb and Kathy Bowling. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about this.
Sure. Well, first I'd like to talk about what Ask UAS is. Ask UAS is our presentation series that we have every semester. We usually have one, sometimes two if we're feeling feisty, and on a variety of topics. And so this month's topic is Ketchikan's Christmas Past. And what we're looking to do is gather people who have lived in Ketchikan for quite a while, or even people who just want to hear more about what Ketchikan used to be like as we start rolling into the holiday season, and hear some of our residents' favorite holiday memories.
Yes, so we're creating the stage, so to speak, and we'll have sandwiches and some good munchies, because this will be at noon. Usually our speaker series is in the evening, but we're going to be gathering at noon tomorrow and just sharing some stories about how Ketchikan was back in the day when you traveled from Ketchikan and you would take the Grumman Goose over to Annette Island and get on the jet over there. So you have some idea of kind of the era we're talking about. And we hoping that people will come and share particular stories, maybe where they went sledding. You know, they used to block Main Street and let people sled all the way down to the sawmill. And, of course, block Madison, which they still sometimes do. We'd love to hear where, if you go get your own tree, you know, where you might have done that in the past. And I'm hoping that we will have some recipes and stories about foods, traditions that families used to do. I remember learning how to make lefse in high school. I don't have Norwegian parents, so that was a lot of fun. So hopefully people will come and share some of their Christmas secrets and stories from the past here in Ketchikan.
Do you have some speakers lined up?
No.
So it's a pretty free discussion.
It is. It's just going to be kind of a low-key sort of a, I call it a story swap. You know, if we invite you all, I think when we settle in and start to talk and people start talking about how they would go out to Ward Lake and go skating, it seemed like we had a lot more snow back in the 60s. I remember jumping off of our deck, which was the second story on our house, and landing down in the snowdrift, and it was a couple of months later when I retrieved my boot. So, we're looking for some stories like that. The Christmas parties that used to be, say, at the Elks Club, for instance. I do remember there was a Santa that would go around to houses Christmas Eve. And I remember being terrified, like, oh, please know that I was good. Please know. And I would love to know who that was. So maybe people can come and share some of those insights. You know, so-and-so used to do that and had the whole Santa suit. So we'd also like to know kind of particular family traditions in that. Did you open your presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? I remember I'm number 3 of 7, so my parents were motivated to at least keep us in our rooms as long as possible. So we would get stockings with food and something to do, and Santa would sneak into our rooms and set them by our beds, and we couldn't come out of the room till 7, I think it was. And so I would just love to hear other people's stories about growing up here in Ketchikan and having Christmas and what that looked like.
Okay, and this is at noon tomorrow, is that correct?
It is.
Yes, it is at noon. And, you know, I want to mention, too, that, you know, we have a lot of Coast Guard families or people that are new to the area. And so even if you don't necessarily have an old-timey Ketchikan story to share, but you want to come and hear some of the history of our town, then, you know, by all means, be welcome and, you know, partake in some of the goodies. And then I wanted to mention, too, that Our display at the front of the library this month is Alaska memoir, and then also books that are specific to Ketchikan history. So even if you can't make the presentation, it's worth stopping by the library that's very festively decorated and check out some of those books. We've got some good ones.
And a shout out to Ketchikan Museums, because we have a number of historical photographs of Ketchikan Christmas and winter scenes that are fun to look at.
Okay, so again, if anyone wishes either to listen or if you want to share your stories, again, Ketchikan's Christmas Past Stories from Your Neighbors is tomorrow at noon at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library.
Thank you, Marie.
Thanks very much for being here.